In an unprecedented move, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources passed a quota for this year's wolf hunt that was different, lower than the one already approved by the State Natural Resources Board. The DNR's quota of 130 is less than half of what the Natural Resources Board passed. The DNR's decision to go against the Resource Board's recommendation underscores tensions between the agencies and the controversial nature of the wolf hunt here in the state. We're talking about this year's wolf hunt, or hunts, really, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on these dueling guidelines for a wolf quota for the fall hunt? Should there be a fall hunt for wolves at all in the state? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Paul Smith is the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. Great to be with you.
Well, before we get into some of the politics and the dispute here, can you tell us what the Natural Resources Board had approved versus what the DNR itself now has said?
Yes, the Natural Resources Board at its August 11 meeting voted for a wolf quota of 300 animals. It was a quite a contentious meeting because the DNR had recommended a quota of 130. And there was debate about where to put this number. One board member put a number out there as high as 500. Caused quite a bit of contentiousness between the department and some of the board members, because the DNR was trying to manage this fall's hunt to a goal of no substantial change in the wolf population. That in itself is an interesting thing to consider, because there is no current wolf population estimate in the state. But if 300 or 500 wolves were taken, in either case, it would reduce the population. And the department was trying to hold things more stable, in part because the state is undergoing a process to develop a new wolf management plan. But so at that August meeting, the NRB eventually voted 5-2 on this quota of 300 wolves. And it did not please Preston Cole, the DNR secretary. And it spilled over into September, when the DNR made it clear they weren't going to send any staff to the planned board meeting that month. NRB Chairman Fred Prane ended up canceling that meeting. And wolf hunters and trappers who had applied were waiting. They were expecting to get notified if they were successful in a permit drawing by mid-September. That didn't happen. The DNR didn't hold on until Monday. So October 4th, the department announced that it was going to set the wolf quota at 130 animals, which it had recommended a month ago. So it's opened up a whole new debate about authority between the DNR and the Natural Resources Board.
Now, one piece of context here. I mean, we could go back years and years with the back and forth over the listing of the gray wolf as an endangered species, but it's delisted here in Wisconsin. And we had this hunt earlier this year. So the fall hunt would technically be the second hunt of, or not technically, it would be the second out of 2021. What came out of that first hunt that led DNR staff to want a lower target, or maybe even no hunt at all? I've heard the argument.
Yeah. Well, the DNR had wanted to hold a single hunt this year. The wolf was delisted in early January. So that returned, after 6 years, it returned management authority of this species to the state. And that's significant, because what that allows is lethal control, and that includes hunting and trapping. It also includes removal of wolves around farms and ranches if they're causing depredations. The DNR made its plan clear in January that it wanted to hold a single hunt, and that would have been this fall. That's required by state statute. Wisconsin is unique in many regards when it comes to wolves, and one of them is that no other state has a statute that requires the DNR to hold a wolf hunt when the species is off the endangered or threatened species list. So the DNR was compelled by law to do it. They wanted to wait until November, and they were taken to court, and the ruled that the DNR needed to hold it before the season ended. That statute also spells out the season dates, so it has to start in early November and end at the end of February. And so there was some time, and the DNR held a rush season in February. It resulted in a kill of 218 wolves by state licensed hunters and trappers. That was 83% higher than the state licensed quota. The DNR had attempted to hold their portion of the hunt. They wanted to keep the kill to 119 animals. So that was what the quota was for state licensed hunters and trappers. They blew past that, killed 218. And that didn't make, nobody was really happy about that. What it's caused, nobody is a strong word. So mm-hmm. there's probably there are people in the state who would prefer to see a much lower wolf population and even no wolves at all. But so that's our background. That has led to some additional lawsuits. So the DNR now is being sued by Ojibwa tribes who want to see the wolf hunt stop this fall, and some wildlife advocacy groups who are also suing the DNR. They want to see the wolf hunt stop this fall, and they're also challenging that state statute that requires the wolf hunt. So there were a lot of wolves taken in February. The population going into the season was 1,100 roughly. And so those 218 wolves were taken out of that population. And that hunt occurred, part of the controversy is that hunt occurred during the wolf breeding season. And Wisconsin, we had three wolf hunts from 2012 to 2014. And those all happened in the late fall, early winter, not during the wolf breeding season. So there was a lot of uncertainty, and the DNR could not complete a wolf population estimate after the hunt. So no one really knows how many wolves are in the state right now. And that all caused the DNR to want to take a very conservative approach to this fall hunt and put a lower quota out there. So this dispute between the Natural Resources Board and the DNR goes back that many months.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Pat is with us in Green Bay. Pat, hi.
Good afternoon, folks. Hopefully I don't alienate anybody, but I'm going to go with the term the Native Americans. I know you said something about the Ojibwe. Are they at least a little bit more on board with the lower numbers? Because I understand through what I've read and heard that they consider the wolf a spirit animal. And I guess, you know, we got to keep everybody happy. So,
Pat, I got you, Pat. Paul, you mentioned an Ojibwe tribal lawsuit over the wolf hunt. Have we seen responses from them about this lower target from the DNR?
I have not seen any response from the Ojibwe tribes, but they place an extremely high value on wolves. They're both the spiritual value of wolves and the ecological value. And they are continuing with their lawsuit, and they have filed for a preliminary injunction. A hearing is going to be held in late October. And so a federal judge is going to hear that, and the tribes hope to stop the hunt. So that's clear. Would they prefer to see fewer wolves killed than more? I think I don't want to speak for them, but that would follow their reasoning. I think they would actually prefer to have no wolf hunt at all.
Thanks for the call, Pat. We're talking to Paul Smith, outdoors editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at a controversy surrounding the fall wolf hunt in Wisconsin. The state Natural Resources Board gave a quota number. The state DNR says lower number. We're going to find out who prevails, who wins in that scenario, or who might. Call 800-642-1234 if you have thoughts. Do you want to see a lower quota for a wolf hunt this fall? Do you want to see a hunt at all? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. The conversation continues coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We pick up our talk now with Paul Smith, outdoors editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking to, at controversy surrounding the fall wolf hunt in Wisconsin. Before we go back to our callers, Paul, at 800-642-1234, we're in uncharted territory here, right? If the Natural Resources Board says a number and the DNR says a different number, which number ends up winning?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Uncharted territory. It's unprecedented. I've been covering the board since 1994, and there traditionally had been a collegial relationship between the board members and the DNR. And for your listeners, the Natural Resources Board is a 7-member citizen board. They're appointed by governors, they serve staggered 6-year terms, and they're confirmed by the Senate. And these are typically people who have strong interest in conservation and natural resources issues, and have always responded quite readily to science presented to them by DNR experts. And this current board has several members who have defied the DNR science on deer and wolf issues. So this really cropped up this year in setting this wolf quota. And never before has a DNR gone against and tried to set a quota after the Natural Resources Board had voted on one. The Natural Resources Board is created in state statute to oversee the DNR. So it's going to be very interesting how this plays out. The DNR obviously didn't do this on a whim. So I asked for and received text from the DNR that supported their position. And so they have in the wolf hunting statute in state law, it does say the DNR can set the quota and also the seasons, and that there's an administrative code thing too, that's a DNR sort of rule that has language about this. So it's probably gonna have to play out in a legal arena to see who's gonna win this. But this is the most serious challenge I've ever seen to the authority of the Natural Resources Board.
Let's go back to our callers now. Russ is with us in McFarland. Russ, hi.
Hi there. Nice to hear you.
What did you want to bring up, Russ?
Well, I think it's terrible that we have such an anti-science bent on some of the members of the committee. So I think 130 is a conservative figure, if that's what the DNR thinks is appropriate. And I really think there's still a lot of people who have a bias against wolves. They are part of the ecology. They do help manage the deer population. And also, I really object to the fact that we have a situation where we allow really unethical hunting of the wolves. You allow them to be chased by dogs, and then if that dog gets attacked and killed by a wolf, then me as a taxpayer has to pay for the replacement of that dog. It's just a whole messed up situation.
Russ, thanks for the call. That last point, I know there's depredation payments if people lose livestock. Is there a payment in that case that our caller mentioned of a hunting dog lost in the line of hunting?
There is, but not in the case of wolf hunting. So if someone's using dogs to hunt wolves and one of those dogs gets injured or killed by a wolf, they're not eligible for compensation for that. What happens much more often in Wisconsin is people who are running hounds during the bear training season or the bear hunting season. And so if you're using your dogs for bear hunting or for another type of hunting other than wolf hunting, yes, then you can get compensation. And that's usually $2,500 per dog.
Thanks for the call, Russ. Russ also brought up another key point in the debate, the wolf impact on the deer population. Controlling it in a good way, supporters of the gray wolf say. Hunters worry that they over-control it, meaning there are fewer deer to hunt.
Yeah, that's a traditional, debate. And many hunters see wolf as an enemy because they're both going after the same prey. Wolves are extremely valuable to help bring a healthy balance into the ecosystem. And I'm a lifelong Wisconsin hunter, and I've hunted all over the state. Most of our state is overpopulated with deer, Rob. That's a fact. And wolves can be very helpful to address that situation. There are certain areas, no doubt, where the deer are lower in number, and you can argue that measures to help increase deer numbers there would help. But studies have shown that wolves are not a leading cause of deer mortality in the state. It's really in the north. It's winter weather, and it's human hunters, which are take most of the deer.
Thanks again for the call. We are talking to Paul Smith from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, outdoors editor there, about another wolf hunt this year in Wisconsin and different targets set for the number of wolves taken by the Natural Resources Board, a lower number from the state DNR. Back to your calls now. We've got Roxanne with us in Reedsburg. Roxanne, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Roxanne?
I was just curious, because I'm new to the area again. Do we have any treaties regarding this? Are we breaking any treaties?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Roxanne. There are treaty rights held by the Ojibwa tribes in the state, and that's in what's called the ceded territory. That's ceded land from treaties in the 1800s. It's roughly the northern third of Wisconsin. In that area, the tribes have off-reservation rights to hunt and gather. So when a wolf season like this is considered, the tribes are entitled to 50% of the quota. When it comes to wolves, the tribes use their quota to protect the animals rather than kill them, which they're entitled to do. So for instance, for this season, the DNR has just this week, when they set that 130 quota, it gave a portion of those wolves to the tribes, and it would result in 74 being left over for state licensed hunters and trappers. So, but yes, to answer your question, there are treaties that affect things like this wolf season.
Thanks a lot for the call, Roxanne. We'll go to Brian now in Onalaska. Brian, hi.
Hi. One of the things that I find just a little frustrated about this conversation is that it seems like it constantly goes back to, how do we keep all the people happy? How do we keep many different groups of people happy? And I guess my personal belief on it is that that's an animal that, in the first place, probably shouldn't ever be taken off of the endangered species list, just based on the loss of habitat. And what we've seen has occurred in places like Yellowstone when the gray wolf has been reintroduced to those places, and the effects of trophic cascading and things like that. And just would be curious to hear your thoughts on what this animal truly needs in terms of habitat and range to be considered for something like a hunt.
Brian, thanks for the call. And Paul, Brian hits on really kind of the core of this. Should the gray wolf be delisted? There's been a back and forth going on for years and years now.
Yeah, and it's a question that's before a judge right now. There's a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It seeks to restore those Endangered Species Act protections to the wolf. I don't expect that case to be decided anytime soon, but Wisconsin is different from Yellowstone area in that we have a higher human population and a higher density of development in Wisconsin across our wolf range. And what that means is there's a higher chance, and we have higher incidence of conflicts with ranchers, farmers. And so it would be nice to think about no lethal controls of wolves and just let them live in Wisconsin. But I think as a practical matter, there's always going to be some conflicts, and we're going to have some sort of a way to resolve those conflicts. It's a very difficult and challenging question.
Thanks for that call. Paul, just in our last minute or so, what are you watching for next on this?
I'm watching the federal court case by the Ojibwas. Their motion for a preliminary injunction, which would stop the wolf hunt, is being held later in October. And that's in Madison at a federal court. And that judge will be hearing the arguments and will make a decision. And that's something to watch for this. As far as the dispute between the Natural Resources Board and the DNR, I have no idea how that's going to play out. I'm sure they're talking to each other either through internal attorneys or emails, but that could also be resolved, or we'll hear something in days about that.
Paul, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Paul Smith, outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to us about the fall wolf hunt and dueling numbers. The Natural Resources Board wanted one quota for wolves. The DNR came out with a lower quota. Not clear how that gets resolved.